Today we are reading verse 17 from the second chapter, and this is the verse about the soul. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Yeah, let's wait for everyone to open. It may be the page 80, but it may be not. Second chapter, verse 17. Okay. So one more time. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Kaścit kartum arha, na kaścit kartum arhati. Please repeat. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Yasham yasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yedam sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Tutad vidhi. Tutadvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. Avinashi tutad vidhi. Yena sarvam idam tatam. Vinasham avyayasyasya. Na kaścit kartum arhati. No more? Okay, thank you. Avinashi, imperishable. Tat. That. Did he know it? Yena, by whom? Sarvam, all of the body. Idam, this. Tatam, pervaded. Vinasham, destruction. Avyayasya, of the imperishable. Asya, of it. Nakashchit, no one. Kartum, to do. Arhati, is able. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. So this is the section about the soul. So now we have the verses which describe the nature of the soul. So this is one of the series of verses, and this is particular about some particular features of the soul. So one more time. That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul. So we have two information, that the soul pervades the body and that it's indestructible and imperishable. Now the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse more clearly explains the real nature of the soul, which is spread all over the body. Anyone can understand what is spread all over the body. It is consciousness. Everyone is conscious of the pains and pleasures of the body in part or as a whole. The spreading of consciousness is limited within one's own body. The pains and pleasures of one body are unknown to another. Therefore, each and every body is the embodiment of an individual soul, and the symptom of the soul's presence is perceived as individual consciousness. This soul is described as 1/10,000th of part of the upper portion of the hair point in size. The Shvetashvara Upanishad 5.9 confirms this. Balagra shata bhagasya shatathakal pitasya cha bhago jivasa vigyeyah sachanantyaya kalpate. When the upper point of a hair is divided into 100 parts, and again each of such parts is further divided into 100 parts, each such part is the measurement of the dimension of the spirit soul. Similarly, the same version is stated. Keshagrashata bhagasya shatam shasadrishatmakaha jivak sukshma svarupoyam sankhyatito hichitkanah. There are innumerable particles of spiritual atoms which are measured as 1/10,000th of the upper portion of the hair. Therefore, the individual particle of spirit soul is a spiritual atom, smaller than the material atoms, and such atoms are innumerable. This very small spiritual spark is the basic principle of the material body, and the influence of such a spiritual spark is spread all over the body as the influence of the active principle of some medicine spreads throughout the body. This current of the spirit soul is felt all over the body as consciousness, and that is the proof of the presence of the soul. Any layman can understand that the material body minus consciousness is a dead body, and this consciousness cannot be revived in the body by any means of material administration. Therefore, consciousness is not due to any amount of material combination, but to the spirit soul. In the Mundaka Upanishad 3.1.9, the measurement of the atomic spirit soul is further explained. Shonuratma cetasa veditavyo yasmin pranah panchathasam vivesha Pranaishchitam sarvamotam prajanam yasmin vishuddhe vibhavate shatma. The soul is atomic in size and can be perceived by perfect intelligence. This atomic soul is floating in the five kinds of air, prana, apana, dhyana, samana, and udana. Is situated within the heart and spreads its influence all over the body of the embodied living entities. When the soul is purified from the contamination of the five kinds of material air, its spiritual influence is exhibited. The Hatha Yoga system is meant for controlling the five kinds of air and circling the pure soul by different kinds of sitting postures, not for any material profit, but for liberation of the minute soul from the entanglement of the material atmosphere. So, the constitution of the atomic soul is admitted in all Vedic literatures, and it is also actually felt in the practical experience of any sane man. Only the insane man can think of this atomic soul as all-pervading Vishnu Tattva. The influence of the atomic soul can be spread all over a particular body. According to Mundaka Upanishad, this atomic soul is situated in the heart of every living entity. And because the measurement of the atomic soul is beyond the power of appreciation of the material scientists, some of them assert foolishly that there is no soul. The individual atomic soul is definitely there, in the heart, along with the super soul. And thus all the energies of bodily movement are emanating from this part of the body. The corpuscles, which carry the oxygen from the lungs, gather energy from the soul. When the soul passes away from this position, the activity of the blood-generating fusion ceases. Medical science accepts the importance of the red corpuscles, but it cannot ascertain that the source of the energy is the soul. Medical science, however, does admit that the heart is the seat of all energies of the body. Such atomic particles of the spirit whole are compared to the sunshine molecules. In the sunshine, there are innumerable radiant molecules. Similarly, the fragmental parts of the Supreme Lord are atomic sparks of the rays of the Supreme Lord, called by the name Prabha, or superior energy. So, whether one follows Vedic knowledge or modern science, one cannot deny the existence of the spirit soul in the body, and the science of the soul is explicitly described in the Bhagavad Gita by the personality of Godhead himself. What a powerful purport. Do you have any questions? Good. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know what they are, in fact. I never studied this, you know, this life earth. But what I can recall from, you know, my readings about different yoga systems and even in different in Chinese medicine there are these meridians, they transfer the energy in the body. This is not the air like this air which is here, but this is the subtle energies which sustain the body. Okay? So our body is not only sustained by the system of veins with the blood, but also by the system of channels of subtle energy. And this is practiced in Chinese medicine, for example, by, you know, acupuncture. You put the needle in the along these channels and you free the energy and it flows, etc., etc. So this probably are these kinds of air. And but there are probably different different levels of subtlety. There are more or less level because they sustain the spirit soul. It means the spirit soul is the spiritual. So it's not it cannot be sustained by something material. So they must be very very subtle, these errors. So it is said, Prabhupada says here, that Hatha Yoga system is or was developed for this purpose, to control these errors. Because Prabhupada writes that So when the soul is purified, it's from Mundaka Upanishad, when the soul is purified from the contamination of the five kinds of material error, its spiritual influence is exhibited. So means that this error, they belong definitely to the material world. Okay, so they are part of the covering, because the soul is covered, we are here, and we are covered by different coverings. Beginning from the false ego, then intelligence, then mind, then comes the five gross elements, yes, as well. But the basically is the false ego, intelligence, mind, and the subtle body. These are subtle body and gross body. So this air seems to be part of the material covering of the subtle and gross body. Something in between. It's not material because material senses cannot perceive this air, but it's not also subtle. It's something in between, somewhere in between. So while Hatha Yoga is to get the liberation from the gross body, so it seems that these are the part of material of gross body covering, which cover this spirit soul and keep the spirit soul in the material world. Is it okay? Yes. Ah, okay. Yeah, of course. Because when we are identifying with the material body, we are under the influence of illusory energy. So we think we are the body, and that we are the doer, and that we are the part of material world. Okay, and as a part of material world, we are under the influence of modes of nature, of rajaguna, tamaguna, sattvaguna, etc. But when we start performing devotional service, we automatically are elevated beyond the modes of nature. Okay, so devotional service elevates us above the modes of nature. So in this way, we are automatically transferred on the spiritual platform. So in this way, we transcend all the coverings. Okay, so we transcend influence of the modes, so we are not longer under the influence of modes of nature. We are no longer material, so we are being spiritualized by devotional service. Of course, it takes time. And the example Prabhupada gives is the iron rod put into the fire. So we are, while coming to the devotional service, we are like raw iron. Okay, dark and hard and cold and unpleasant, basically. And then we are undergoing the process of purification, like the iron rod is getting hotter and hotter. So at certain point, iron rod gets the nature of the fire. It can burn. And at certain point, we are spiritualized to such degree that we are no longer material. Is it satisfying, the answer?
In other words, you're saying that the material, at some stage, these errors will be, some are being
It's not only at some stage. It is said that, you know, any contact with the spiritual, with devotional service, it elevates you beyond the modes. So it's not, it's because this is the beginning of God. The second chapter is the summary. So it's like with these processes of karma, jnana, and buddhi yoga. This is slow elevation to the bhakti. But by performing devotional service, you are automatically raised to the bhakti platform. So the same with this. You are automatically beyond the modes of nature. It's like, no. It's like with the blood, okay? When you perform devotional service, is it necessary to purify your blood separately? You are performing devotional, you are becoming spiritualized. So everything which is connected with the spiritual, your, you know, devotional service, so you engage in the service and become spiritualized. So it's this, you transcend, okay? Because these airs, as we concluded, are the part of the material covering. So everything material turns into spiritual. And that's it, including the air. They are not different from the blood or from other elements body is constructed of. Okay, not different from elements, other elements. It's more subtle. They are more subtle. Like the bones are gross and the flesh is more subtle and blood is even more subtle, so the earth is even more subtle. Okay? Like earth is one level, then water, then fire, then air. Hare Krishna. Ramindaksha Prabhu, you had a question? Hare Krishna. You want me to comment or just this was your comment? Okay. Thank you. Yes. This is valuable input. Yeah, for sure. Yes. They have a function. Yes, they have a function, like the gross body also have the function. It's a vehicle. We can move around because we have. Okay, so yeah, you say that this is this mechanism. They are in balance, they help. Okay, yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, the other questions? No. So, the 2 points, we wait for the group to come, yes? Usually, okay. So 2 points which are mentioned in the verse is that soul is indestructible and imperishable. Means that it is not of the material nature. And this Prabhupada described very nicely in the Easy Journey to Other Planets when he compares the spirit soul to antimatter, and he uses this comparison, antimatter and matter. So antimatter has nothing to do with matter. It's anti. It's not connected at all. And the same with the soul. And then there is the. It is said that the soul pervades the entire body, and this pervasiveness is consciousness. So it means that As long as we can observe consciousness in any body, means that inside there is a soul. And there is analogy to understand this more clearly, that as that, let's suppose we are in the room. So as long as we can see everything in the room, means the room is light, there is the light in the room, we can assume that somewhere outside there is a sun. It's a day, because the sun is, and that's why the room, we may not see the sun, but the room, in the room there is a light, we can see everything. So it means that the sun is there and that is the day, that's why we can see. And when the room is dark, means there is no light. And the same thing with the body. As long as we can perceive life in the body, body moves, body does different things, it suggests that inside there is spirit soul. And when body is not moving, means body is dead, means the soul is not present. And also the example of how this consciousness pervades the body is given by Prabhupada. He says that when you pin the body at any place, you can feel the pain. So it means that the consciousness is in every place, in every part of the body, means pervades all the body. But because we have still some time, I would like to mention one thing Prabhupada refers to twice, or no, three times in his purport. He says that the body, that the soul is of the size of 10,000ths of the tip of the hair. Means when we divide hair, the tip of the hair, in 100 parts, and then we take this one part and divide into another 100 part, that will be more or less the size of the soul. And this is confirmed in different Upanishads, in Shvetashvatara Upanishad and in Mundaka. Yes, in Mundaka Upanishad. So, but Jiva Goswami in Jiva Sandarbha, means this is the Sandar, means this Jiva Goswami wrote the six Sandarbhas, and in one of them he describes Jiva, the this is like the science of the soul. He says that in fact Jiva is asanghyatito. Sanghya means analysis, and asanghyatito means something on which you cannot put any measure. So in fact the soul is immeasurable. So we have some contradiction here. On one hand, there is the information that the soul is 1/10,000th of the tip of the hair, and on the other hand, Jiva Goswami, who is the acharya, who is the authority, he says that you cannot put any measure on the soul. So how to solve this problem? So we don't have to solve. It's not a problem at all, because this is the broader, Jiva Goswami gives us the broader perspective of the soul. Because when we, as a conditioned soul, we speak of something, because we have to have the exact data. We are living in the world of dualities. We have to have plus and minus. We have to have big and small. We need to have this information. So the 10,000ths of the soul, or Prabhupada 10,000th tip of the hair, or Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is smaller than atom. This is the smallest measurement we can imagine, because modern science know the atom, but the smallest in the atom, it's even less, so it's very small. So that's something for our material imagination to struggle with. But in fact, because the soul is of the spiritual nature, we cannot put any measure on it, in this sense that nothing what is spiritual can be measured or judged by something which is material. Okay? So in this sense, the soul, Jiva Goswami, is right, writing that it's asankhyatito. You cannot put any measure, because any measure you put on something spiritual, it will be material. So it won't fit, because it's not right tool. The material mind or material measurements are not the right tools to measure something spiritual. Yes. So we may finish here. Do you have any questions at this point? Yes, please, sir. Question or comment? That was the point Prabhupada was making very often. Why at schools and universities we don't, the people don't teach the science of the soul? This is the science. This is exactly what Hare Krishna movement wants to do. We want to teach. We are the educational movement. That's our mission, to educate people. That's the seven aims of ISKCON, to educate people in the spiritual knowledge. And all of us are the teachers here. But why what? You are reflecting, or you want me to comment? Oh, because I am telling you no. No, it's a joke. Okay. I'm not sure what you mean by why, because you know there are different whys in. Yeah, there are different ways, but that's why Prabhupada came, because nobody was doing this before. He had to come to stop this, to begin the new era when we can speak about the science of the soul in a very scientific way, based on the scriptures, based on the experience of acharyas, and that's what we are meant for here. That's what we have to do. And chant Hare Krishna, of course. Yes. Yeah. Regarding this, yes, string theory, etc. So Srimad Bhagavatam mentions that 10 directions also. This is like 10 dimensions. So Srimad Bhagavatam, we have descriptions of the different planetary systems, different living entities, or different demigods and different inhabitants of the universe, and they live in different dimensions. They don't live in different space, but they have different bodies, more subtle, and the dimensions are there. Yes, modern science is like, you know, it's doing well. As for the modern, 200 years is modern, what we call modern. So in comparison to thousands or hundred thousands of years of wisdom of the Vedas, it's just, it's good.